This is KCUR. 50 years ago, the Ivanhoe neighborhood was a bustling community. Families with children and thriving businesses covered the area from Armour Boulevard to Emmanuel Cleaver and Paseo to Prospect. But like many East Side neighborhoods, white flight and urban decay caused problems in the area. Lenders became wary of investing there. But that's changing. As KCUR's Kara McLean reports, some institutions and families are again seeing economic potential in Ivanhoe and hoping to bring a vital community back.
Blanche Thomas wants neighbors. She's been living in the Ivanhoe neighborhood at 34th Street and Brooklyn Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri since 1956. Back then, there was a grocery store and dry cleaners across the street. Houses stood on either side of hers, but now the block looks different.
It has changed 100% because in the block that I live in, there are no houses. There are no people living in my block, only my son and I.
The two apartment buildings across the street stand empty, and Thomas bought the two vacant lots on either side of her house. After decades of blight, blocks like Thomas's are common in Ivanhoe, but now some are seeing potential investments in these communities. Take Lisa Hummel and Neil Redsill. Despite difficulties with the lending process, they are making an investment that others aren't willing to risk. A couple of years ago, they bought two adjacent properties at the corner of 36 and Woodland, just across Highway 71 from Thomas's house. After learning about the community, they made the move from Midtown to the Ivanhoe neighborhood. Sitting at the table in their new kitchen, Redsill says that people have inaccurate perceptions and fears about this part of town.
These neighborhoods, the Northeast and East of Truce neighborhoods, have a very diverse group of people in them. That fear that we have of being around people that are different than us, that's a real fear that people have.
They live in the corner house and grow vegetables next to their home. Redsill showed me the unfinished second property next door that they plan on renovating and renting out.
This is a pretty good representation, and careful on this first stair, a good representation of what the house looked like before.
Lumber and old furniture crowd the worn wooden floors. The wallpaper has peeled off in big chunks and dust covers every surface. Through the rubble, they have a vision of how the house could turn out. But Hummel says they quickly realized finding a loan could be a challenge.
Since they're loaning you this money without the equity of the property, they're very particular. And it didn't take long into that process before we realized that wasn't going to allow us to get done the kinds of things that we felt were very important to us.
Most of their prospective lenders laid out a budget too low to make the necessary but costly infrastructure improvements. For example, they ended up spending much more on energy efficiency than their budget allowed. Lee Pippins of Arvest Bank looks at things from a bank's perspective. While he encourages investment in the urban core, he advises people against putting more money into a house than it's worth on the market.
Absolutely not. In fact, that's one of the reasons why the market crashed earlier, because we had speculations like that going on.
But Hummel and Redsill hope their newly renovated home demonstrates that the kind of investments they've made can persuade lenders to think differently.
The project had already been completed when we started looking at banks to refinance. They came to the space. A few of them didn't even have the courage to get out of their cars and walk in the project to see what we have done. They would pull up and take pictures from the exterior and then drive away and then, you know, give us a sad letter that said, well, you know, it just doesn't seem it's going to work out on the open market. You don't look like a good sell. Sorry about that.
A couple of weeks ago, Kansas City Mayor Sly James joined potential home buyers and neighbors at a housing fair put on by Momentum Properties Group between 35th and 36th on Brooklyn. Their mission is to stabilize the neighborhood by providing affordable, move-in ready homes for families.
So this was the first one we worked on. You know, these homes, the bones are just in fine shape.
That's David Larrabee with Momentum Properties. He says a neighborhood like Ivanhoe attracts outside speculators who are often more focused on making money than providing quality improvements. Stephen Gear, who runs Momentum Properties, says his group is trying to involve the community in renovating houses. He says he hired six people from the neighborhood to work on their model block project. Gear stands outside the first finished home, a five-bedroom listed at $69,000.
A $69,000 house, if you could get a bank finance loan at 3.5% down at a 4.5% rate, which was prevailing last week, does subject to change, would cost you $509 a month for the taxes, the insurance, the mortgage, and the interest. I bet if we walked this place, conversed with the people that were renting, they're paying more than that.
Momentum Properties plans to work from this block out in concentric circles, fixing up houses. Gear says that homeowners can stabilize the neighborhood better than renters. New residents like Hummel and Redsill are examples of that, and they hope that more people will follow their lead and invest in the urban core. For KCUR News, I'm Kara McLean.